Follow Your Heart, written by Barbara Cartland, narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1878. Riding back through the woods, Della was thinking just how lucky she was. She adored the countryside, and the woods in spring held a fascination that was irresistible. She found there was for her a special magic, which seemed more intense than anything that happened in the everyday world outside. She could not explain it to herself. As she was an only child, she had never had anyone to share her thoughts with. Her parents, who were now both dead, had been so content with each other that although they adored their daughter, she could not enter into their world of love. After her father was killed fighting in the Sudan, Della and her mother had kept house for his brother in London. He was Lord Leyndon, Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs in the British government. He therefore spent a great deal of time abroad, and was delighted to have his sister-in-law and her small daughter keep, as he said, his house warm. A year ago, Della's mother had died of pneumonia during a very cold winter. She had been happy to go, as she wanted to be at peace with her husband. Della had felt very lonely without her. However, there had already been even more changes during the year. Her uncle decided it was time for him to retire, as he found continually making journeys across the continent very exhausting. Therefore, after he had made a peer so that he could join the House of Lords, which he attended occasionally, but he was really content just to move to the country. It was where he had always felt he belonged, and to Della, who accompanied him, it was a joy beyond words, because she could ride. She had inherited a passion for horses from her father, and been allowed to ride in Rotten Row, but it was not the same as being able to gallop over the countryside, where they were living now. Lord Leyndon had, in fact, been very lucky, as he had shared a great friendship whilst he was Secretary of State with the Duke of Marchwood. They had been at the same school together, but had drifted apart. The Duke had come into his title, and a certain amount of land in France, and he therefore found his old friend very useful. When Lord Leyndon wished to retire, the Duke had offered him a house on his estate in Hampshire, and with the house went 100 acres of land. As the Duke had made the price very low, in fact almost a gift, Lord Leyndon was extremely grateful. Della found life in the country was marvellous. The Duke told her uncle that she could help him exercise his horses and ride over his estate, which extended for several 1,000 acres. At just over 18 years old, Della should have been making her curtsy to Queen Victoria at the royal court in Windsor. She should also be attending the balls and other entertainments arranged for debutantes in society. She had, however, refused her uncle's suggestion to go back to London.
"I could easily find you a chaperone, Della," he had persisted. "There are always society women who are hard up, and therefore prepared to chaperone debutantes."
Della did not speak, and he continued.
"They are usually either orphaned, as you are, or their parents for some reason or another cannot look after them."
"I want to stay in the country, Uncle Edward," Della had replied. "I have never been so happy as I am now, riding all the wonderful horses His Grace keeps in his stables." She gave a little laugh before adding, "I can assure you that they are far more amusing than any of the young men who ask me to dance."
Lord Leyndon chuckled, as he too wanted to remain in the country with Della. He was determined to make his garden the most outstanding in the county, and there was a stream running through his estate where he could fish for trout. It was certainly a change after the hurly-burly of diplomacy and the endless travelling which had occupied his life as Secretary of State. He found it a joy to take his life leisurely and not have a dozen appointments waiting for him every day. He also enjoyed the company of his niece, as he realized she was exceptionally intelligent. Because they had been in London, she had been well educated at one of the fashionable seminaries for young gentlewomen. On his clear insistence, she had been taught a large number of languages, and because he was in politics, Della took a real interest in what was happening both at home and abroad. She enjoyed all their discussions enormously, and actually, when Lord Leyndon was talking to his niece, he often thought he might have been discussing the same subject with a cabinet minister. This morning, after breakfast, the grooms from the Duke's house would haul.